Hello.
Hi, sir. This is Dennis. Give me a call at Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hello, Dennis. How are you? Finally, I get to talk to someone.
I apologize. Yeah, I'm trying to help you out. I'm a little bit lost myself. I guess we spoke last year at some point, but you've been working with Kevin.
Well, what happened? Kevin had sent me a mail. I did get about $100,000 from you guys last December.
Okay.
And then I got an email from Kevin stating that I qualify if I need any more funding. And at that point, I talked to him. I explained to him that I have another loan with American Express for $110,000 and your remaining balance. And I asked him if we could consolidate that and not for 1 year. Two, preferably 3 years, so my payments would be a lot less. Because at this point, between you and American Express, I'm paying roughly about $25,000 a month. And I thought I could survive, but it's really harming me. I don't have no cash flow, and I'm having an extremely hard time to pay those amounts. But if you could consolidate all that and lend me a little bit more for working capital and give me 3 year term, at that point I can, survive comfortably.
Yeah, I
And
understand.
then
Yeah,
I
unfortunately, we
did,
don't have 3-year terms right now, so.
I don't know, I'm looking at your advertisement with the reservation code. It says secure loan up to 5 years, unsecured loan up to 3 years, unsecured refi program up to 3 years. So even 2 years would work for me.
You know, it really
So
just depends. 3 years typically is designed for equipment purchases, which would have collateral involved, obviously, because you're able to hold the equipment as collateral. But have you sent any paperwork in, or?
yes, I did send in my tax returns. I did send in my bank statements. And last Monday he called me. He said he might be able to do 2 years for 200 some thousand and, pay off this one, the one that we have remaining with your company, pay off American Express, and leave me some working capital. So from that point on, I said, where will I know? It was last Monday, actually. I was coming from the airport, and he said, I'll call you back either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I
And
don't
today
know
I
if
wasn't
he's
able to get hold of him. I left various messages, and I didn't hear from him since. I left four messages for him.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, sir. I don't know if he's in a different office, so I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I was looking at your advertisement. It says unsecured refi program up to 3 years. Like I said, I can leave with 2 years also.
Yeah,
I
it's
prefer.
possible. I mean, it's possible you'll qualify for that. I unfortunately I just don't know, you know, until I mean, I'm left in the dark. I don't know what Kevin's at. I don't know if he's on vacation. He works in a different office, so
I
as
see.
far as that goes, I'm just trying to help you out as much as I can. If you have what you'd sent to Kevin, if you want to send
Yeah,
that to me.
it's in my email. Do you want my reservation code so you can find me in your system?
No, I actually found you in our system. I just
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you email me something, and then I'm on my way to a funeral. In the morning, I'll get everything ready, and I'll send whatever paperwork you need. And
Okay.
it says you guys can make a decision in a day or two, right?
We hope so, correct. We try to do our best, you know, to get it turned around and get taken care of for you. I'll
Okay.
tell you what's your email address? I'll email you can just forward everything that you sent to Kevin to me, and then I'll try to pick up where I
Okay,
left
it's
off at.
Karabakh. Do you have my store's name in your system?
I do
Karabakh
just
Meat Market.
yes, sir.
KARABAGH. That's the
RABH.
DBA. BAGHMEAT. Karabakh Meat at yahoo.com.
How about me? At yahoo.com. My name is Dennis, and the title of it will just be Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Are you in front of your computer right now?
Yes. Because, like I said, I'm kind of going to be leaving to a funeral. A relative of mine died. So I won't be able to send you anything back.
That's okay, I understand.
I wanted to check to see if, you know, if I got your email.
Right, I mean, I'll work as fast as you can, and I apologize it took me a while to call you back. I just was trying to figure everything out myself.
Yeah, it was very confusing for me. I mean, he was the one who sent me the first email, and then I responded, and then we spoke a couple of times. Yes, Dennis Dennis, I got your email. So tomorrow, before noon, I'll send you whatever necessary. You probably need my bank statement, tax returns, right?
Yeah, whatever you send to Kevin will be fine. If you have your May bank statement at this point.
Do you indicate how many, no, you didn't say nothing. How many months of bank statements do you need and how many years of tax returns?
Just 1 year, just your most recent business tax return.
Okay, and the bank statements?
And bank statements 6 months.
6 months, and you don't need my personal tax returns?
No, I do not. Just the business and then 6 months, your most recent business tax return.
Okay, and then 6 months of bank statements.
Correct.
Okay, you will have that email by noon tomorrow.
Okay. All right, sounds good, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Dennis.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.